Hello.
Hi, Jacqueline. This is B. I work with CVA Homes. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. I just wanted to talk to you about the property that we have in a purchase agreement with you, the 921 Rome Street.
Yes.
Awesome. So we've been working on marketing this property. We've had a few people come through and view it. But one thing that a lot of them are saying is just that there's a lot of work needing to be done on the property, and the budget is just pretty high for them. So I wanted to see if we could talk and maybe come up with some solutions together.
Okay, well, we already knew all that when we talked and agreed on the price, so I'm just, yeah.
Yeah. I guess what I was more so wondering is, like, do you know any handymans or anybody in your area that you've worked with who maybe has helped work on the house that has like an affordable price?
For me to pay? Absolutely not. And
Oh
that's
no.
why.
No, Jacqueline, I'm sorry. Not for you to pay. Somebody that we can link our investors with for them to partner with.
Is this contingent on sale or no?
No. We're just trying to provide more opportunities for the people that we have coming in. And because you know the house and you know the area, I just thought you might have more answers than I could find digging stuff up online.
I mean, like I said, I had started with people that was doing the work, but it was just way more than I could afford. And
Right.
so I didn't know that this. So when Zach talked to me about the house, he already knew all the work, right? And
Right.
so, and he also he knew everything that I was that I'm telling you. And so I'm just kind of like, I thought they had the contractors, which is why they wanted to purchase the house. Like, yeah, so I'm kind of thrown off because the reason I called him was to see, because I did some like got him paperwork that I thought was going to help move the closing date up. And
Right.
so that's why I'm kind of like thrown by this conversation. So I have to refocus because I've been on pins and needles all, you know, because like I said, I had another buyer who had already told me I couldn't get the price. And so when Zach told me that, you know, he agreed on a price, then I thought we were good. Now I'm kind of like getting a little edgy because I'm not fully understanding this conversation. So I'm trying to receive it and understand what you're saying. So basically, he's not buying the house to renovate. He's buying the house to market. Great.
So,
And I'm assuming his marketing is going to be based on the fact that if he can, he wants to turn a profit based on what he's already promised me. So he's trying to sell it for, or whoever is trying to get more from it than what was promised to me so that they can turn a profit, which is kind of like, yeah, what I think that's what I'm supposed to be receiving right now. And so basically these investors or whoever they you all trying to market a house to doesn't know the area, and so you're asking me to help provide information that may help push the sale forward. Is that correct?
A little bit. Let me just
Okay.
say that I'm sorry if I am adding more stress to you. We know that this process can, I mean, the longer it takes, the more stressful it is. And not only that, we know that it's a family home for you, so the transition is, already has a lot tied to it. So really, Jacqueline, all that I am asking for today is, have you shared the information of the guys who worked on the house before with Zach?
No, I haven't. 'Cause like I said, when I talked with Zach, I was under the impression that they had the resources
Yeah.
to,
Right.
yeah.
We do. We do. It's just like the people that we're partnering with are giving us these high prices. And so what
Gotcha.
I'm trying to do is meet with some of the guys that you've worked with already to see what their ballpark is so that I can have a better idea of how we're going to proceed forward with it as well.
Okay, so then all right, let me all right, so I have one contractor who did some work for my house.
Okay.
So I can give him a call, which again I'm blown back again because I know that Zach also told me that they're renovating houses in that area. So there's
Yeah.
in that area there's a lot of renovation going on. So
Right. Jacqueline, you don't have to call him at all. If you want
okay.
to relay the information to me, then
Okay.
I will talk to him and you don't have to deal with it anymore.
Okay. All right. So hold on.
If it works better for you, you can just text me the information at this number whenever you have time to do so.
Okay, let me do that because I'm also trying to take a meeting too. So,
Take your time,
and
girl.
this is B. Okay, and is the number you're calling me from?
Yes, this will be great.
Okay, so it should be no longer than about 2:30 because I should be off this meeting by 2. But I have one more question for you,
Yeah.
and so the house was the pay the payment was needed at the end of last month. Have payments been made? Because I don't want to fall into foreclosure as well.
Let me write that question down. I don't have a solid answer for you right now.
Okay,
Let me
and so is a 3-1 closing date still is a 3-1 closing date still that? Because we wanted, from what I understand, we were closing no later than March 1st. Is that not true anymore?
That is still our end goal right now.
Okay. All right. All right. Let me finish taking this meeting, and then I'm gonna reach out and send you this information.
Okay,
I
thank you
think I
so
have a couple of them. You're welcome.
much. All right, have a great day.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye.